You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Some of the most famous people in the world. In fact, one of the people of the moment, the person you've been hearing a lot about on the radio, reading about or seeing on your TV for days and weeks, has lived with and worked to live with a stutter. I am talking about Joe Biden.
You know, stuttering, you think about it, is the only handicap that people still laugh about, that still humiliate people about, and they don't even mean to. When I was a kid, I talk like that, and some of you smile. If I said to you when I was a kid I had a cleft palate and people made fun of me, or I had a withered arm, no one would smile. It's a debilitating situation. I deal with about 15 stutterers I keep in contact with all the time. I met with a young man, I will not name him, day before yesterday. Took him in after my staff got upset because we did a town meeting like this, and I met him. I could tell when I met him. You see the face, you can see the anxiety in their faces. It has nothing to do with your intelligence quotient. It has nothing to do with your intellectual makeup. It has something to do with going back a long time relating to, I think part of it is confidence and how you were, what circumstance you faced. I know I'm talking too long about this, but I feel desperately, I feel strongly about this.
That is U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, who used to stutter throughout his boyhood and who occasionally stutters today. But you're about to meet a bloke on his own mission here in Brisbane, a mission to promote acceptance and understanding of stutters. And he is a finalist in ABC Radio Brisbane's Community Spirit Awards. And you're going to meet him right after this.
We are one.
ABC Radio is here with you.
When times are tough.
When you want to share your local stories and want to connect with your community.
We are your local voice.
ABC Radio is here with you.
The ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards.
Who do you know who is making a difference to where you live? Someone who always seems to put other people before themselves. Someone who is special, who's making a contribution to your community. An unsung hero who deserves a bit of recognition. This coming Friday, we will be announcing the winners of the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. The idea is to celebrate the positive change makers in your neighbourhood. And with that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to one of the finalists in a category that recognises significant contributions to a club or organisation. His name is Vikesh Anand, and he is the volunteer national president of the Australian Speakeasy Association, a non-for-profit organisation that offers support to people who stutter. Vikesh, congratulations.
Thank you, Kat.
How are you feeling?
Humbled, just in shock still. And I don't care about me, right? I care about advocacy and stuttering and awareness. And I'm happy to be the voice for it because I didn't always use this voice.
There are probably people finishing school pickup right now. Lots of parents in cars or getting home from school with kids. What is your message to parents of children who live with a stutter?
Look, I'd say let's get away from the thinking that stuttering is something that has to be fixed, right? It is certainly something that can be managed to a certain degree. Stuttering is very unique. There are opportunities to use some of these tools to build confidence in a child and as they go into adulthood. But I think the word fix is the wrong word because it implies that something is wrong. It also implies that the way we speak is wrong. And I don't think it's wrong. I grew up thinking it was wrong, and it's not, right? It's just different.
Did people try to fix you, Vikesh?
They definitely try to play like word bingo and try to guess what I'm going to order or try to, you know, start throwing out words. And I'm like, just give me a second. Just give me a little bit more time. And that's all I ask for, right? Just give us a little bit of more time and just focus on what we have to say, not how the words are coming out.
We heard a little bit from US President-elect Joe Biden, who lives with a stutter. And he was talking about the fact that it is still something that people laugh at. Is that something you experience, Vikesh?
Yeah, look, I experience giggles in the sense of, I think it's a discomfort laugh. So I don't experience laughter in the, okay, that's hilarious and I'm going to be rude. I think people are generally nice people. I experience, especially when I stutter on my name, which I still do, and it comes out like Vikesh, people just have this, what just happened, right? I was like, oh, I stutter. Oh, right. So as soon as I tell them that, their sort of nervousness of the unexpected goes away. And I don't think people are mean, right? I just think they laugh because they don't know what's happening.
In fact, in some cases, you actually want people to laugh because you've made the break into stand-up comedy. That thought terrifies me. How did you get into this? Why stand-up, Vikesh?
It's interesting. I was at a Australian Speakeasy Association conference in WA, and one of the presenters, who also is a person who stutters, mentioned he had recently done a course, and it gave me butterflies. And I don't really get a lot of butterflies for speaking situations, and I told myself, I'm going to do it. And then I signed up for the course with Fiona McGarry at the Paddo. And I did one of the last course. So I waited the whole year last year. And then I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And it was a weekend course. And then I had my graduation show at the Paddo. And it was heart attack inducing and exhilarating. But for once, I was in control.
Wow.
Right? I'm the one making people laugh. Whereas I grew up in reverse.
Okay. Right?
And I didn't expect that empowerment. I didn't expect that to happen. That like, oh, wait, I'm the one, and it doesn't matter if I stutter or not, because you're in the audience. I'll still make you laugh. Mm-hmm. It may not be fluent speech, but you'll still laugh at my jokes, not at the way I talk.
Yeah. In fact, you sort of lean into that because you have a stage name, which is your stutter name.
That's right.
So tell me more about that. That's really interesting.
I thought about it a couple of years ago, and it's Vikesh, so triple V-I-K-E-S-H, because that's just the way that my name comes out. And I didn't really see the humor in it until my friend started pointing it out. Like, that's actually kind of funny. I said, oh, it is. And it's sort of me taking ownership of it, uh-huh. right? Instead of trying to avoid it or no, and for so many times when I stuttered on my name, I made excuses that I was tired. No, I didn't. No, I'm just tired. Yeah, no. And just played it off as something else.
Well, because you didn't want people to know that you lived with a stutter.
Correct.
You were sort of embarrassed about it.
I was completely embarrassed by it. So, yeah. And now that's.
So what changed? How did you learn to embrace it, to live with it, to not be embarrassed?
I think I built confidence in myself as a person. And just let stuttering be one of my characteristics, uh-huh. right? It didn't have to consume me. It didn't have to be the I'm Vikesh the stutterer. No, I'm Vikesh the father, the son, the brother, the et cetera, who is this tall, this color skin, has a stutter, works in IT. Like, so I had to move it to the background uh-huh. for me to build my confidence and just say, you know what? It is what it is. And I think I just eventually just stopped caring what people think because it's exhausting. And I know it's hard, right? We all care what people think, right? We all wear certain clothes and dress a certain way and walk a certain way because we do care. But when it comes to my speech, I couldn't continue caring what the person in the shop that I may never see again thinks about my speech. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It's mentally exhausting.
Mm-hmm. In a way, it's letting yourself not care too. That pushes you through.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I felt guilty for a long time.
And you felt guilty.
Well, I felt guilty, that people were waiting for my words.
Wow.
Right. I felt guilty that I wasn't fluent. Hmm. Right. And now you make me cry. But I mean, that's what society has done. Right. They have said this is the only way to talk, fluency, and any other communication disorder that you have is not the right way. So let's get it fixed. Let's get it sorted. Let's get it all these things instead of like, let's just figure out how to live with it.
You're on ABC Radio Brisbane this afternoon. It's 25 minutes past three. And I'm sure by now you can really understand why Vikesh Anand has been nominated for one of our Community Spirit Awards. We're announcing the winners on Friday, but Vikesh, you're a winner, mate, in so many ways. It is such a pleasure to know you, to have you on the program. Congratulations on the nomination. I wish you all the best with the big night. But before I let you go, and again, what is your message to anyone who hasn't yet spared the time to think about stuttering in a different way? How do you start down that path?
Look, if you meet someone who stutters, just wait for us to finish. And if you have a stutter, just work on your confidence, right? Just, I mean, and use the tools, don't use the tools, just be you, right? Be authentic in who you are.
What a message for our times. Vikesh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're on ABC Radio Brisbane. And if you'd like to find out more about the organization that Vikesh is such a passionate advocate for, he is the Volunteer National President. Like, this is so impressive. It's the Australian Speakeasy Association. So head to speakeasy.org.au. And for more on the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards, head to our Facebook page. We are going to be live streaming the awards on Facebook on Friday. It's all very professional. We'll have multiple cameras. It's all very socially distant and fabulous. So you'll be able to catch Vikesh in action. ABC Radio Brisbane's Facebook page. Don't miss out. Vikesh Anand, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kat.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.